I only know what I've just heard in the report and what I've quickly read in a few news reports. The agency is not yet confirming or denying the authenticity, so I've got to put that out there. Now, if what I have read is true, then this seems to be an incredibly damaging leak in terms of the tactics, techniques, procedures, and tools that were used by the Central Intelligence Agency to conduct legitimate foreign intelligence. In other words, it's made my country and my country's friends less safe.
What do you do about the issue of people inside the intelligence community? As Mark was saying there, there are 800,000 with top security clearance here, 21,000 in the CIA alone. Someone, somewhere, got hold of these documents and decided to pass them on. How do you ever stop that happening?
Yeah, that appears to be the story, Caddy. I don't want to jump to conclusions. Let's see how this plays out. There are other possibilities, but let's take that as our working hypothesis. And you've raised an incredibly difficult question. Number one, just the sheer number, as Mark's pointed out. How do you make sure every one of them was and remains, which may be the problem from time to time, a loyal American or a loyal member of British security services and so on? Beyond that, Caddy, there's another dynamic at work here. In order to do this kind of stuff, we have to recruit from a certain demographic. And I don't mean to judge them at all, but this group of millennials and related groups simply have different understandings of the words loyalty, and secrecy, and transparency than certainly my generation did. And so we bring these folks into the agency, good Americans all, I can only assume. But again, culturally, they have different instincts than the people who made the decision to hire them. And we may be running into this different cultural approach that we saw with Chelsea Manning, with Edward Snowden, and now perhaps with a third actor.